This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This weekend, community leaders and others from across Birmingham gathered at UAB's Alice Stevens Center for TEDx Birmingham. The annual conference, inspired by the popular TED Talks, offered the chance to hear from someone in Alabama with unique experiences or a passion they wanted to share. WBHM's program director, Michael Crowell, attended TEDx Birmingham and joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, we hear this name, TED. What is TED?
Well, TED stands for Technology Entertainment Design. It is a nonprofit organization, and the mission is ideas worth spreading. It began as a conference in California 30 years ago, and it's since grown to these multiple TED initiatives throughout the world, and the individual TED Talks are shared online. Now, TEDx Birmingham is in that same spirit, but it is a local self-organized event. And if that weren't confusing enough, here on WBHM, we actually have the TED Radio Hour, which is highlights from these individual TED Talks throughout the world. And that airs Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 6 p.m.
And so those highlights are from the larger TED Talks, not necessarily from Birmingham.
Correct. It can be a little of, it's mixed in from talks, TED Talks given throughout the world.
So you have this local version of TED Talks, TEDx Birmingham. What did you see there?
Well, let me first point out that WBHM was a contributing sponsor to TEDx Birmingham. The theme for TEDx Birmingham was Move Mountains, and we heard from 12 speakers who took on the challenge of a mountain, either real or metaphorical, that challenge that was before them. And the sessions were broken down into shift, detour, tunnel, and blast.
So what were some of the highlights?
Well, I wish we could go through all 12 speakers because they were all very interesting. But in the first session, Shift, we heard from Dr. Michael Sag. He's the director of the UAB Center for AIDS Research, and he had a very powerful message about healthcare in the U.S. He described the system as deadly chaos. He said insurance status is now a vital sign that has led to disparities in treatment. And he said to, you know, increase awareness of the healthcare issues in our country, that we take cues from AIDS activists who over the years have transformed AIDS from a death sentence to a much more manageable disease. He said we need to be aware of the facts, we need to organize, and we really just need to stop being afraid to show our passion. In the second session, which was called Detour, we heard from Sunny Slaughter. She is a human trafficking activist, and she told a harrowing story of her 7-year-old daughter who was violated by her husband, and she actually urged the audience to become more aware of human trafficking. She said it is the fastest-growing billion-dollar criminal industry. She said it's more lucrative because the victim can be used over and over, and at the end, and this is a direct quote, she said, "I'm not trying to shock you. I'm trying to scare the hell out of you."
So you had coverage of the U.S. healthcare system. You looked at human trafficking. What else did you hear on Saturday?
In the third session, which was subtitled Tunnel, there was a high school senior from Montgomery, and his name is Venkata Macha. And he was working in his dad's laboratory, counting cells, if you will. And he wondered why there's not a pregnancy-like urine test for developing early cancer diagnoses. And on his own, without his parents' knowledge, he just emailed professors throughout the country asking if he could work on this idea in their lab. Only one professor responded. That professor happened to be at Harvard. And as a result, he was able to design a prototype. And his message was, you know, I took a radical approach. I figured I had nothing to lose. And, you know, he didn't let his age or lack of experience get in his way.
So what did you take away from this event on Saturday, TEDx Birmingham?
Well, you know, and I mean this respectfully, you know, nothing necessarily blew me out of the water. That is not really the purpose of the event. That can and that does happen, but it is always good to be reminded over the course of an entire day of what is possible and to be inspired. You know, most of us are just busy with our everyday lives. To actually take the time and be exposed to all these new ideas was really kind of refreshing.
WBHM's Michael Crowell talking about the TEDx Birmingham conference this past weekend. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Andrew.